the difference between the enslavement of humanity as it is now and what the future is they want mind, body, and soul. It was just body. Now it's our soul and our mind. Right. I mean, that it's that simple, that horrifying, and that's why we need to get the message out. As far as my colleagues and how they're responding, you know, my profession, like other professions, has been indoctrinated and dumbed down, to say. It's sad. They've stopped critical thinking. And you have to know that we lost freedom of speech in my profession a long time ago. If you speak up just a little bit, as we all have seen in recent events, you're fired right away. And you're not just fired, you're blackballed from the industry. Good luck trying to find another job. And what do we do as doctors, right? You know, you just can't find that. So that's been going on for some time. And as an attending physician for medical students, I saw that they were teaching them less and less in the schools. They were teaching them less critical thinking, less independent thinking. And so this plan has been in act for a long time. Look at the new math they've been teaching kids. They believe any numbers that come in front of the screen without even thinking about where they came from. This is why they can put the number of COVID cases and everybody believes it without having that critical thinking. We have had such of this brainwashing technology going on and education for so long, and it's hit the professions as well. And so the few of my colleagues that are still critical thinkers, they're just afraid. They're trying to survive, right? And they're afraid to say something. They say something quietly, but they're afraid to say it out loud. And I don't know when that trigger event's going to happen that will really get them to be brave enough to finally speak up, because now I'm calling them out. I'm getting harsher with my words. I said, you know what? We took an oath to do no harm. Okay, that was an oath. And we have people's lives in our hands. Not just a product, we have their lives in our hands. And so if you are a part of this system where you're coercing someone to be part of an experiment, you're telling them that it's safe when you don't know it's safe, you're telling them that it's effective when we know it's not effective. I mean, what is that? That's on your heart. You know, I mean, we're talking and I tell them, please remember your oath, A. Number two, please remember we are in a war. And it's not just a physical war. We are in a spiritual war. And you know what? I'm getting more response now from people that are waking up. They're like, you know what? You're right. It is a spiritual war. They're quietly. They're saying it quietly. But we need people to sing it loud, okay? Say it from their heart, okay? It's a mind, body, soul. So let's get our heart involved. And I talk about, you know, some good science, right? We always hear about the bad science right now. Heart Math Institute. I love them. So they've done studies on us. We are electrical beings. So our heart is electromagnetic, and it is 100,000 times more powerful than our brain, the most powerful organ in our body. And it connects all of us. It connects the body, the mind, and the spirit. It really does. And so in a normal, weak human, it goes out 6 feet. In a strong, powerful human, kilometers. It goes out several kilometers, probably more. We don't have the equipment to measure that. And I think that's fantastic. And if we can awaken that fire, wow, spread that's like beautiful. Kindling.